It's the story about an Eskimo. An Eskimo said to his wife, "I feel like a fish." And she said to him, "What made you say that? Is it the goggle eyes or the slack jaw?" He said, no, I don't mean that. I mean, I feel like eating a fish. Have you got any in the deep freeze?" She said, "Nope. You're going to have to go and catch a fish." He said, "But it's dark." She said, "I don't know if you've noticed, it's been dark for 4 months, and there's 2 months to go." "Oh, I don't like going out in the dark, and I don't like fishing." You know what she said to him? "You have to be Inuit to Winuit." So he put on his parka, and he filled his pockets. He put a line and bait in one pocket. He put a drill and some salt in the other pocket. And he trudged off into the dark. Oh, he trudged for a long time. And eventually he sat down on the ice. And out of his pocket he took the salt and he sprinkled it on the ice. And the ice started to melt. He took his drill out. He drilled a little hole. And he put the line down. And he sat there for an hour. Nothing happened. So he stood up, he went across to his right, he sprinkled the salt to melt the ice. The next part was pretty boring, but anyway, he bored the hole, he knew the drill by this time, and he made a hole in the ice, put his line through, and waited to see if he could catch a fish. Nothing. Nothing. Suddenly a voice boomed out, "There are no fish here. There are no fish." "Wait a minute," he said, "I'm an Inuit. I'm just fishing here." Suddenly, there was a blinding, incandescent flash of light. And the Eskimo said, "Who are you?" And the voice said, "I'm the manager of Murrayfield Ice Rink. Get your skates on." So there you see, we need light to see where we are, and salt to savour the day. I'm going to talk to the adults later, we're all going to talk to the adults later, about salt and light. Jesus said, you have to be like salt and light.